For today's global hit, a head of state turned lyricist, Israeli President Shimon Peres, celebrated his 86th birthday earlier this month. He's been in Israeli politics for more than half a century. Turns out that whole time he's been writing poems inspired by historical events he witnessed firsthand. Now some of his poetry has been set to music. Daniel Estrin has the story.
The illustrious career of Shimon Peres goes back decades. He oversaw military recruitment for Israel's 1948 War of Independence. He was elected to the Israeli parliament in 1958, and he hasn't left politics since. Peres served as prime minister on three separate occasions. Of course, that means he's done a lot of writing, but not just books and political speeches.
I wanted the people of Israel to know that he has another quality. He's a poet.
That's Kobi Oshrat, a veteran Israeli songwriter. Shimon Peres shies away from calling himself a poet, but when he was elected president in 2007, his aide reached into her drawer and pulled out a stack of poems that Peres had written throughout his life. She passed them along to Oshrat, and he and a few other artists got to work setting them to music. This is Red Love, recorded in Hebrew by Greek singer Gali Kuria. Peres writes, "Love rises at dusk, takes off and suspends in the clouds, an anthem to what's beautiful in women."
I asked him, "What did you mean?" He said, "Look, we are men, we all look alike. But women, each one of them is a civilization." That's how we describe women. This is a very smart sentence.
It's not the kind of sentence Israelis are used to hearing from this octogenarian politician. But these poems reveal all kinds of personal moments from his life, even though he scribbled some of them during government meetings. This song is called "Be Not Sad, Israel." It's sung by another pop star, Miri Masika. Peres wrote the words after a 1996 bus bombing. It was just 2 years after he won a Nobel Peace Prize for his role in the Oslo Peace Accords.
And I asked him, "Why did you write this song?" He said, "There was a very big terror attack in Jerusalem in a bus, and many people died. And I was very close, so I went to the place where it happened. And the people around were in a very bitter mood, said, 'Look what you brought upon us.' Like he was to blame because of his peace activities. And then he went home and he was in a very good mood. He wrote this song, "Min ili bech me'etziv Israel," like, "Don't be sad, Israel."
The poem is sprinkled with biblical phrases. Oshrat says it's refreshing to be able to write contemporary music with rich Hebrew lyrics.
I mean, it's not the biggest poet you have in your hands, but still the language is so nice and the ideas are very profound and substantial. Ba'amon avot tziltzul habanim Ha'edatik alfei shanim Ha'tzlil ro'em le'itvoshesh le'itchadesh Mizrach shakua bedam va'esh
A New Middle East is the title of this ballad. Israelis know that phrase all too well. It's the name of Peres' vision for regional peace and economic stability. Here's his vision in verse. "The ancient echo of a thousand years, the sound rings out to renew and recover an east sunk in blood and fire. The time has come for a new vision." Internationally, Peres is seen as something of a superstar. He's gotten standing ovations at the UN. Queen Elizabeth knighted him last year. But he's had a rocky relationship with the Israeli public over the years because of his peace efforts. Though now, at the ripe age of 86, he's admired by Israelis across the political spectrum. In a birthday interview he granted to Israeli radio, Peres said, "In music, there's hardly any hatred. In poetry, there's no hatred. That's why it fascinates me, and that's why I try my hand at it." For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.
עיר חדשה ולא דוחה בארמון גדול ובו גדול האמת שכבודו ממלא את כל העיר בארמון גדול ובו גדול האמת שכבודו ממלא את כל העיר.
You can see a video promoting the upcoming CD of Shimon Peres' songs. It's on our website, theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Jeb Sharp. Thanks for listening.